Massive flooding has hit Brazil. Clean water is bringing more than physical well-being in Guatemala. And Christian education is changing hearts of parents in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Flooding in Brazil has pushed thousands from their homes. The EFCA's Crisis Response Director, Mark Lewis, reports.
In the southern part of Brazil, there was some very, very localized torrential rains in two river valleys that ended up just extensively flooding the city of Rio do Sul. It's about 70,000 people. The city is about three-quarters underwater.
At least 500 families have permanently lost their homes. 11,000 families have been displaced by it. Although the majority of the flooding took place a couple of weeks ago, most can't dig out because the water hasn't receded yet. An EFCA partner church is one example.
Their church had about 14 feet of water in it.
The church immediately mobilized to help those in need, though
it's been really an awesome thing to see how the witness of the church has just been so attractional. The church plant here had 30 people visit the church in the last 2 weeks.
There's more on the story at our website. Next, while the world believes it lost a visionary, Christian organizations are thankful for the technology God allowed Apple co-founder Steve Jobs to create. Jobs died Wednesday after battling pancreatic cancer. Faith Comes By Hearing's Bill Lohr says the Apple technology has been a platform for God's Word.
We have moved into the digital world in terms of getting God's Word out there in ways that people can access it. And Apple has been a big part of that, iPhone, iPad, the iTunes Store, through our Bible Is app, all of those areas people can get God's Word now.
Scripture in their 590 languages can now be carried into Creative Access nations on iPhones and similar devices. For FCBH alone, Lohr says
5,812,562 downloads from the App Store. So that store that was created by Apple through Steve Jobs' undertaking, that many people then have been able to turn around and access God's Word through that app.
Funding for more languages is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. For more than 30 years, the Jesus Film Project has focused on sharing Jesus with people through films in their native language. While they've done it with backpacks and film projectors, now a new strategy is underway. Over the years, their library has more than 40 video products in more than 1,100 languages. Making them available in digital form will allow them to go viral on websites, cell phones, and apps of ministry partners around the world, impacting billions. Meanwhile, this class gift exploded beyond university borders, all the way to a village in Guatemala. Living Water International told us that East Carolina University College of Nursing's senior class donated a well for clean water to a needy village. Well, they used to have an unsafe shallow well for water, which often brought serious infection. Until now, run by the church, they're now providing clean water and living water that can only be found in Christ. You can do the same at our website. And want to hear something you might not guess about a Bible distribution ministry like Bibles for the World?
We run scores of schools in Northeast India and also among the Dalits.
Moy Padidi says recently these Bible-focused schools have been igniting revivals across India. One school felt so burdened for their community.
They conducted a special public meeting in the largest hall there is. The hall could not hold all the people who came. Young and old were moved by the Spirit of God. The next day, many of the parents and adults in the community were so convicted of their own need for cleansing and reconciliation, they went outside the village to the forest to pray and seek God.
Students later shared their testimony at other local schools and are seeing the fruits of their labor there. Be a part of this revival through sponsorship. Thousands of kids are waiting. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned about where your nation's heading? Well, that nation may not matter. To remind you about what nation really matters, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, for your gift of any amount. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.